A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached her, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. So in this first reading, we had this story of Samuel and Eli. It's from the first book of Samuel. And I hope for some of you, or maybe most of you, this isn't the first time you've heard this story. I hope you know about the story, especially this point. Because we've been hearing about him for the last few days. And this is really, especially for us, maybe the most important part of this story. Especially for you at this young age. Because that's what he says during the time that young Samuel was in the temple. And he was sleeping and he was hearing this voice. And he wasn't sure what it was. And the second time, the third time, and the fourth time, with the help of Eli, who was like his teacher, like his master, helped him understand where this voice was coming from and who this voice was. And what his response should be. So what happened in these, there's like, I don't know, 11 or 12 verses from this chapter of the Bible. This is what your Catholic school education is all about. Whatever else you learn in class, whatever accomplishments you get because of your academics or because of your athletics or any artwork you do, nothing is more important than being able to be what Samuel was today. To know and to hear the voice of God and to be strong enough, courageous enough to say, "Speak, I'm listening. Tell me what to do and I will do it." This is the whole point of Catholic education. To help you learn how to pray so that you can hear God's voice. Because there's so many other voices out there. Imagine those of you who play soccer, or when you're out there on the playground for recess. If you're playing soccer, there's so many voices, people yelling and screaming at you. But when your coach on the sideline, or on the basketball court, when your coach on the sideline is talking to you, giving you instructions, you can hear his or her voice in the midst of the crowd. When you're out there at recess and there's 1,000 kids out there and y'all are playing and screaming and being loud and having so much fun, your teacher stands up and calls you in, somehow you're able to recognize that. Amidst all the chaos, you're able to recognize your teacher's voice and she calls you in. And that's what we sang just before the gospel, what Jesus says in John's gospel, that my sheep hear my voice. They hear it, and they listen, and they follow after me. Because if you heard, maybe you heard in the gospel, what Simon told Jesus. He said, "Everyone is looking for you." So Simon told Jesus, "Everyone is looking for you." That's one of the most true statements that was ever written. And it's true then, and it's true now for each one of us. that you are looking for Jesus. That is what your heart is made for. It's what your life is made for, is to look for Jesus and to find him amidst all the chaos, all the fun, all the noise, all the good things of the world. The best thing is to find Jesus. And this is why you're in Catholic school. This is why your parents make the sacrifice to send you to Catholic school, to make sure that you know the voice of Jesus. Because he calls to each one of you. Just like you get a phone call or a text message or a letter in the mail, Jesus does the same to each one of you. And just like he did to Samuel, he speaks continually. He calls you. He's calling you. He wants your response. And so maybe you say, Father, I have no idea what the voice of Jesus sounds like. How do I know what it sounds like? What did Samuel do? He went to his teacher. He went to his master and asked for help. But he was persistent, which means he didn't give up. He kept fighting through. So that's what we need each one of you to do. And even when you get grown, you're an adult, it doesn't stop. We keep fighting to hear the voice of God because he never stops calling. So if you think you've never heard his voice, keep fighting. Keep praying. Just like Jesus did. Jesus went to pray. He went in the morning when it was quiet, when it was still, when there wasn't a lot of distractions. He took time to pray. So that's my challenge for all of us, the adults and the students. Take time every day. Maybe I can challenge you 5 times every day just to say simply, Jesus, I love you and I want to hear your voice. Help me. So maybe 5 times when you first wake up, you can say it. When you first get to school, you can say it. When you get to the cafeteria, when the day is finished, and before you go to bed, 5 times each day, you can just say in your heart, quietly, Jesus, I love you. I want to hear your voice. Help me to hear your voice. And just begin that practice. Because just like you learn the voice of your teacher, you learn the voice of your coach, you learn the voice of your best friend by spending time with them. If you promise and if you commit to spend time with Jesus every day, you will hear his voice. I promise you. Because it's what you're made for. You're made to look for and to find Jesus. And he's calling out to you. And then one day, and hopefully every day, you can say just what we said at the responsorial song. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Amen.